The K-Rock Football Pre-Game Interview.
Time to go inside the Geelong camp because on the phone from off the stadium, it's great to have him on the line. We love talking to him on K-Rock Footy because he'll always find a way to hang some shies in on me. Sean Grigg, a very good afternoon to you. Hello, Griggy.
Good afternoon, gents. Thanks for having me on. I did hear your call last week with Joey's Newtown call too, boys. That was fantastic. Well done.
I appreciate it. Thank you. Now, we're enjoying the GFL coverage, but AFL is our focus this afternoon, Griggy. Firstly, I believe a bit of a shuffling of the deck chairs with the assistant coaches, a couple unable to make the trip due to the health and safety protocols.
Yeah, with Nigel Lappin, he's into the health and safety protocols, and also Burnsy, the runner. So have a look. It'd be funny to see who's going to fill in the running. He's a different size to Burnsy, and I think they've got the same top, so it will be quite interesting. See that unfold.
Absolutely. You head over to the Nullarbor with a team that sees a couple of faces that didn't play against the Dogs, but one of them is Sam Menegola, who we haven't seen in season 2022 at AFL level. Just talk to us about the work he's done over the last fortnight since that VFL game against Footscray.
Yeah, probably not just the last fortnight. It's probably been the last sort of 8 to 10 weeks. Sam's put in a power of work. He's been able to run quite a lot with that knee. The thing that was holding him back was just some of that high-speed, top-end stuff that he's been able to tick off in the last month. So his fitness should not be a problem. He's always a bit of a running man, Sam. So, yeah, we're looking forward to getting back in the team. It's an important part to what we want to do.
Yeah, Optus Stadium's a ground that will really suit his running capacity as well. But how do you use him today? What's the plan for the coaching staff in terms of will you manage his game time, or are you confident that you've got him for, you know, whatever you need him for to have an impact?
Yeah, we're confident we've got him for his normal sort of role and game time. We wouldn't pick him otherwise. We're confident that he's done enough work, and his experience is very handy for us. So he'll slot around, you know, that midfield and wing position that he's accustomed to.
Yep. The loss of Brandon Parfitt in the midfield, he provides the defensive edge. Does that mean Tom Atkins is going to spend even more time inside the square potentially and around the footy?
Yeah, it's unfortunate, you know, losing Brandon and, you know, his defensive pressure. And Tommy Atkins has brought that the last couple of weeks, as you've identified. So Tommy will spend some time through there and, you know, give some more opportunity to Cooper Stevens, who's a good inside mid as well. So we're looking forward to Cooper stepping up and putting on that pressure that Brandon does.
Sean, it's Benny Cass. Thanks for joining us. How do you sort of assess West Coast? You look down on paper and there's some names that really jump off, at you there off the page in terms of premiership players. Clearly, you know, miles off where they want to be and where the footy sort of world expected them to be. How do you sort of go about dissecting them? And because I'd imagine, you know, if they did happen to get going, that could be pretty dangerous.
Yeah, to be honest, we haven't looked too far back for their first part of the year. As you've said, they've had a lot of changes and interruptions, and now they're starting to get some troops back, and they've been able to get some waffle games into those guys. So I think earlier in the year, they were forced to sort of play guys a bit underdone through circumstance of COVID and whatnot. So now they've been able to get some actual minutes into guys. So we expect them to be fit and ready to play good footy. So they've got a lot of good players playing that have played a lot of footy together as well. So that counts for something. So, yeah, we're going to have to start well and play well to get on top early.
I noticed during the week, Sean, the footy club funny was just asking the players who they didn't want to be sitting next to on the plane, and it seemed to be there was a few themes. One was Jeremy Cameron snoring. One was that Tom Hawkins takes up too much of the seats. One was there's a bit of body odour mentioned in a couple of players as well. Who did you have to sit next to, and who would have been the player when you were playing at the Tigers who you wouldn't have wanted to sit next to at the travel game?
We were quite lucky, actually. It was a chartered flight, so there was a lot of room, so we all sort of got a spare seat in between us and sometimes your own row. So, yeah, that was quite good for me. I was able to knuckle down and watch some of the Tigers-Carlton games from the other night, because obviously we've got the Tigers next week. So got a bit of work done, which was nice. And probably for my playing days, someone like Alex Rance or Jack Riewoldt, some of those guys that just don't have an off button can be quite annoying.
Just continue to talk even when it should be silence is golden.
Yeah, and little things like if you've got the headphones in, just that they'll take them off you themselves just so they can talk to you, and just little annoying things like that. But as you get older, you want to stay away from that stuff.
You're Oh, 100%. 100%. You should have a sign saying our kids on board like they do in the car. But just asking you about the, one of the favourites, obviously, of Cat fans, he's become really quickly a favourite, is Sam De Koning. Just his 13th game today. A week off for a player like himself, I suppose it's a good thing physically and mentally for him. He, I suppose in other ways you'd love to just get that continuity, just, you know, week to week, because he's been in such ripping form. And the offshoot of that is that he allows you to do things potentially you wouldn't have been able to do if you didn't have that key back there, in terms of maybe blitz halves playing different sorts of roles.
Yeah, you're spot on. You know, the break was really good for Sam. You've mentioned mentally, I think. You know, he's had some big assignments in the first half of the year and he hasn't shied away from them. And the work that he puts in during the week, you know, to scout those guys, not only physical work, but, you know, on the computers and going through, you know, various coaches. So for him to have that break and to reload and go again, you know, Darling and Kennedy, some good matchups for him that we expect him to do well on and continue that form throughout the year. And like you said, it does help having a guy like Mark Witzarves, who's so versatile with Sam's development. And hopefully we get Jack Henry back in the next week or two. It's really handy to move Mark around as we see fit, and can cause some headaches for the opposition as well.
Just on Sam, you know, he seems quite unassuming. I know he did his media, which was part of the commitments for being the Rising Star nomination a few weeks ago. But what's he like, you know, personality-wise around the club? And tell us, you know, the listeners a little bit about him other than what they see happens on the footy field.
Yeah, he's pretty, you know, unassuming and relaxed type of person, but ultra competitive, trains really hard and really diligent with his work during the week. And it sort of comes to no surprise to us that he's competed really well against the more experienced and, you know, heavier bodies as that key defender. He's got that real desire to compete and hates getting beaten.
Griggy, we're about 8 minutes away from team submission, but can you give us a heads up on who the Medi sub will be this afternoon?
Yeah, I'll give you a little heads up. Break it on K-Rock. It'll be Francis Evans, boys. He'll be the sub today.
Okay. So there'll be no late changes other than that. So Higgins, Neil and Dempsey have just made the trip.
That's correct, boys. Yep.
Yeah, good stuff.
Francis Evans MP too, Sean, not just Francis Evans.
He's the Minister for Foreign Affairs, Francis Evans. He's just got that Member of Parliament name, we think, Griggy.
Fair enough. Okay, I'll go with that. I'll start running with that, boys.
Nice. Yep, well played. Griggy, appreciate your time. We wish you the best of luck this afternoon and look forward to the 4 points coming back across the Nullarbor on your very early arrival into Avalon tomorrow morning.
No worries, Kimmy. Thanks, Cashy. Cheers.
See ya. See you, mate. Sean Greg there joining us on K-Rock Football, of course, assistant coach with the Cats. Always good to talk to him, too. He's good value, too.
The K-Rock Football pre-game interview.